3.3 FM K1. It is a community connection on this Thursday morning. A lot of things coming our way this weekend. We're highlighting one of them this morning, and that, of course, is the Interstate Fair and Home Show in Coffeyville, and in partnership with our Coffeyville partners, KGGF, and Dory and Tina are in to give me all the details. I know enough to open the conversation, but what I do know is the last several years, it's been great. People have found all kinds of businesses they didn't know existed, and door prizes galore, another good reason to go and just see who's there.
Charlie, we just want to invite people to come up to Coffeyville. It's really easy to find the show. It's at Coffeyville Community College, which is right on the main drag, right on the east-west road that goes through Coffeyville, so you can't miss it. You'll see a lot of farm implements and cars and trucks and things like that outside, but we've got two full gymnasiums inside too that will have lots of fun things. It is a farm and home show, so there's something for everybody in the family. There'll be things for the ladies, there'll be things for the men, there'll be things for kids, bounce house and stuff too, where kids can bounce around and have some fun while the parents are actually walking around looking and things and stuff too. So yeah, there's something for everybody, and there's always good eats along the way too.
Good eats and good prizes and trinkets and
yeah.
Unlike some shows, if you want to go ahead and complete the sale, say I want to buy whatever it is you're looking at, you're allowed to do that. So
right, they do. A lot of things will be for sale. You know, one of my favorite booths the last couple of years has been the.
I didn't know was going to be there.
I'll be there. Well, it's been the Usborne Books booth, and it has a lot of children's books in it. And so, yeah, you can go up and flip through them and look at them and touch them and read them, and they're just outstanding books and all, too, for kids. That's one of my favorites. Of course, I like the Pampered Chef, and I like the ones that have, like, the Scentsy Pots and things like that, you know, whatever, and all those kind of booths. But, yeah, there's other booths that I kind of look at and say, tell me what that is. When it comes to some of the farm equipment and things, I'm a little lost. But it's really interesting. And of course, then we got like financial people and insurance, and different things like that, services as well. So there's just a full gamut. But our major sponsor again this year is Bartlett Co-op. They've been our major sponsor now for the last couple years as we've done it. And they've stepped up in a big way again too. Other major sponsors include Cherokee Casino South Coffeyville, Romans Motor Company, Lucas Metalworks, Quality Motors and Quality Toyota, Romans Outdoor Power, and Go Bob Pipe and Supply. And those Go Bob things are some of the things I really don't have a clue what they are.
But the nice thing about it is they'll tell you all about it and take it down to terms that everybody can understand if you've never sat more than 6 feet onto an ag operation before. Yeah.
Well, and I've always kind of lived in rural America and stuff too, but some of their equipment is a little unique, and then, you know, they know what they're doing, and I think that's great. But just because I don't, that's a good thing. But no, it's so fun and interesting. And, you know, I encourage people to come out and join us. It's going to be your touch of spring. You know, we're waiting for spring. We're wanting spring.
Desperately waiting for spring.
Exactly. So come on in and enjoy a touch of spring, because you're truly going to see that and feel that as you're walking around through the, like I said, two full gymnasiums worth of businesses from the really four-state area. I mean, they've come from all around the area to come. This truly is a regional show. It's not just a small little show. It gets bigger every year, and we're just glad to be able to be a part of it.
Well, you mentioned people like the Pampered Chef folks, and even though if you went to a Pampered Chef show, I don't care, 6 months ago, they've probably added something new to the inventory that's something I could use. You know?
Well, or you bought something. This is what happens to me. I bought something and I really liked it. And so it's like, ooh, I need a couple more of those so I can have kind of in my little gift closet, because my sister's birthday or my friend's birthday or something like that, they would really like that too. So then I can kind of, I've tried it, I like it, get a few more to have for special friends for gifts and things too. So, yeah.
There's always a birthday or an anniversary gift coming up for somebody, or maybe a new birth in the family, and you can add to something that goes well around the house.
Yes, and we also have Christy Stewart Tupperware, so that can go right along with that too. So, you know, bridal showers and weddings and different things like that, keep that in your prize closet as well. So
But, you know, today we're actually going to be up there. We'll set up the pipe and drape. You know, it really does look nice when all the pipe and drape is all up and set and the tables are set and ready for people. The businesses will actually be setting up tomorrow morning. And so they'll be there in the morning. And then the show starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So people can start coming at from 1. It'll go 1 to 7 okay. on Friday. So 1 to 7 tomorrow. And then Saturday, it starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes till 4 in the afternoon. Now, I encourage you, don't show up at 3:30 because you're not going to have time to get through it all, you know, or whatever. So if you can plan to at least show up maybe by 2 o'clock or so on Saturday, you'll get more of the full flavor of it. Yes, if you do come at 3:30, you'll still maybe be able to get in for some of the major door prizes and things. But to truly get around, I mean, when you're looking at over 100 booths and things, it takes a little bit of time to stop and visit and talk to people. And that's what it's all about, is just that one-on-one, getting to visit and meet people. We've got the tourism from both Coffeyville and Dewey, who are going to be there representing too, and so they're going to be, you know, showing off some of their things that they the festivals they have coming up and the different days that they have coming up that they want to invite people to come to and sure. do and see in those towns. So that's kind of those are fun booths to stop and visit with people too. You might not realize what's right around the corner and fun to go see.
Well, and just you know, when it comes to things around the house, and I haven't looked at the list of vendors to see who's going to be there, but typically you're going to have somebody that's going to have something in the way of carpeting or home furnishings there, maybe window treatments or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure who's going to be there.
Well, I do know Jericho Tile and Carpet and Stone Outfitters are coming, and Sooner Carpet is coming, so for that kind of thing. So that's definitely...
Well, and then, what's the bathroom place, Planet?
Bath Planet from Tulsa
is coming. And so if you're planning a renovation from there, you can, you know, do that.
Bartlesville Custom Cabinets will be there this year.
And they do beautiful cabinetry work and
yes,
stuff
they
well,
do.
Too. So, yeah. So again, a nice variety. And there's usually some snacks along the way. They give away samples along the way of different things. And so it truly is a fun time to come. So we encourage people to jump in your car and come get a taste of spring.
And you probably will want to spend more than an hour by the time you look at everything and really, you know, see what's there.
Exactly.
And it's not like you can do anything outside this weekend.
I know.
Stay inside and enjoy spring, and then hopefully in a couple weeks we can enjoy it outside.
Perfect.
Sounds like a plan to me.
But Dory did mention the door prizes,
yes.
And we also have, two chances to win $500.
Mm-hmm. One on Friday and one on Saturday, so we'll have two different drawings.
We'll have Branson trips, Cardinals tickets, Charlie's favorite, and we'll have Kansas City Royal tickets available and all kinds of different door prizes, so definitely register for those when you come in.
And those are just from us, but you know, all of these businesses have things in their own booth that you'll be registering for too, so your chances to win are phenomenal at it. A lot of great prizes.
Well, you can't win if you don't show up, and we've got one more thing we want to talk about. It's something about another event coming up for the community center. We'll talk about that when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And on a community connection, we are talking about the event. Starts on Friday, continues into midday on Saturday, and an opportunity for you to just to actually touch, see, talk to the people that have all kinds of products and services, indoor or outdoor. If you've got an ag operation going on, like you said, the folks from GoBob and a lot of the stuff that too big to take inside, you can actually, again, talk to somebody who will tell you all about whatever they get set up outside, and then inside, something for every part of the home.
And then when you come to, you'll get a bag and you'll have some coupons too as well. So you can get some money saving on some vendors who actually weren't able to have a booth this time, but they said, we want to have a presence. Mm-hmm. So they've maybe put a coupon in the bag that we have that when you register. So stop by. We'll be right inside the door. And so you want to register for the prizes and get your little bag and get some coupons.
Sounds like a great deal. Money saving pieces of paper.
But we'll also be there, too, with the very first of this season's cooking show, the KWN Cooking Extravaganza tickets. They go on sale tomorrow. March 1st. Yep. So they'll be available at the show as well. So you'll have a chance to get your tickets there. Tickets, again, will be $10 like they've been in the past if you get them in person. So you'll be able to get them for $10 there. If you have a group of 10 or more, you can get them for $9, but those are here at the radio station. We also have them available starting tomorrow on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just click through till you get to the cooking chance to buy the tickets, and you can find it there. And they'll be $11 if you get them on the website. We also have locations around town. Food Pyramid and Cliff's Flooring and Windows will have them for the $10 price, so you can stop by either of those locations and ask for them. If you're in Pawhuska, it's Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska that has them for $10 as well. So, or again, we'll be in Coffeyville, and you can get them at the radio stations in Coffeyville or at the show for $10 as well. So
VIP seating.
You can get those tomorrow as well.
Okay. You can get those. And those are higher. Those are the $34. And for $34, you're going to get a $15 gift card to Painted Horse. There we go. To Painted Horse right off the get-go. So, and Mark Spencer is going to be doing a taste test for us this year at 5:30 exclusively for the VIP people. So you're going to get that front row seat that you're guaranteed right there in front. You're going to get your little lanyard that you get in at 4:30 where everybody else gets in at 5. Mm-hmm. So you have exclusive booth browsing. You'll get your gift card to Painted Horse, and you'll get to have the taste testing and the special little show that Mark's going to do. So quite a bit for your $34. But those usually sell out too, so I encourage people to get them early.
Don't wait. So there's a limited number.
Right. We only sell 50 of them, and they sell out each year. And so you want to get them early so you can go ahead and get them at the show when you're seeing us in Coffeyville.
Mark and Jamie and some of the other folks that'll be up on stage always do a great show. They've got it all planned out, and of course it doesn't matter again whether you're sitting in row A or row J. It's always a great.
It is. We'll have the doors again for general public will open at 5:00, and we'll have the booth browsing in Community Hall from 5 to 6:30, and then starting at 6:30 will be the stage show again with our celebrity chefs. And like you said, Jamie Dunn will be back again. She's always popular, and so she's been here now 12 years maybe. Is this her 12th year or something, I think, to be with us? And so she'll be here. Mark Spencer's done it a couple years, and he is always funny, interesting. You just never know what Mark's going to say. And so, plus, he has great food, too, and you're going to learn a lot, but he's good. Susan Miller will be back again. The Rolling Pin isn't in the same location that they were used to be, but she is still cooking and catering and doing things, and so she'll be with us as well. We've got two new ones, though, this year, too. We've got Green Country Village is going to have a person represent them from their chef, and we also have Tinker's
Glass House.
We'll have a chef there for us as well, too. So it should be a really fun, interesting show this year. We're not going to hit on it too much today because we want to invite people to the Friday and Saturday. However, we want you to get your tickets now or start talking about it. If you have some friends or neighbors or somebody that you want to get together and have a group of you, you go ahead and get them at the discounted price like that, and everybody saves then.
But tomorrow is the first day you can get tickets, and if you're going to go to the show in Coffeyville, why not stop by and say hi at our booth and get tickets?
And get your tickets at that point. We'll be right there with them, too, as you're registering for prizes and getting your goodie bag tomorrow.
Some of the other people that are going to be there, Tina, I've in the past talked with people like Home Security Services. I've talked with Lawn Care Services. I've talked with folks that are going to be at the
all
show.
All of the above.
Yes, we are running the gamut on that one. We did add TLC Groundskeeping. They'll be there. I know they have a big, heavy presence in Southeast Kansas. So if you're thinking about, landscaping and yard work, then definitely come by and see them. But we have Atmos Energy is coming. We have tornado storm shelters. We have lawn mowers. Yeah, we run the gamut on a variety of different things for your home.
Well, if we had tornadoes around here, then you might want to be interested in storm shelters. Yeah,
I've heard rumor that, you know, they're known to happen around here.
Well, and you've got banks and real estate people, and like we said, insurance people, just all kinds of different service businesses like that as well.
We do have one that I'm pretty excited to see. It's the Half Pint Miniature Cattle Sales. I want to see well, I don't think she's actually bringing the calf this time, but okay. I think she's bringing pictures, and I've heard rumor of a cardboard cutout to show you the size of them. But I have gone on her Facebook, and the pictures of those little calves are just adorable.
Well,
I just love them.
I can see some youngster pictures standing next to it then.
Yes. Yes.
That would be a fun thing with the kids. And like we said, there'll be the bounce house, too, and the one gym so that the kids will be able to play on as well and get some of that energy out of them.
And there's going to be puppies.
Well, there you go. Another good reason to take something home from the show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's a great one to take home, too. They're so cuddly.
Yep.
We even have people like from real estate and stuff, too. You know, from that, we've got several that type of business. We have businesses that they're from, like I say, all around the region. It's not just a local show. It truly brings people from all across the area to show. And so that's what makes it fun and exciting. But and to see people maybe just who are there with you. You know, I enjoy visiting with John Q. Public that's mm-hmm. out there. You know, I haven't seen you in so long. And, you know, that's why I say you can't get through in 30 minutes because you can't, first of all, you can't see all the booths, but then you start visiting with people and it just truly is a fun day.
Yeah, you might be able to do one gym in 30 minutes if you speed through.
Yeah, but not if you're going to visit with all your friends and buddies that you're going to see there too, because it's a fun turnout. And it looks like the weather is going to be, it's going to be cool, but at least the snow or the sleet or rain is going to be maybe after the show.
Yeah, so. I'll say a 20% chance for rain afternoon on Saturday, a high near 40, so it is going to be rain as opposed to something that it could be elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Something that we might talk about later, but the show will be over by then. So
exactly.
you can you know, bundle up at home, and if the snow falls, then you can enjoy looking out the window at it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So just come as you are, too. I mean, it's very casual. You know, it's not something that you have to fix your hair for or put your makeup on or whatever. You come as you are.
And the nice thing about it, it's all free. I mean, you can come in, you can register for all the door prizes, win uh-huh. cash, win uh-huh. Tickets to a ball game, win items that the sponsors are giving away. Mm-hmm. You're really going to get the opportunity to maybe try out one of the prizes that you were looking at.
And it is handicap friendly too. It's easy if people are in wheelchairs or have a difficulty. You know, we have handicap parking that's close to the door so that you can come and come in, and it makes a fun day to get out. And if you haven't been able to be out for a while, but it is handicap friendly and easy to get into. Those of you who can walk a little bit, you might park a little bit further away and save the closer up spaces for those who maybe don't walk as well, and get give yourself a little bit more exercise as you're coming in too. But there is parking for everybody, but those of us who are able, we try and park further away so that we save it up close for maybe those who it's more difficult.
Yeah, and I think it's fairly easy that if you needed to drop somebody off at the front door and then go find yourself a parking place,
you can do that. Yeah, yes,
pretty easy.
Yeah, and the handicap is right close by too for if you do have the sticker or something for that.
Tina, you've been working on getting this thing lined up logistically, just to set things up so that you don't have all the carpet people next to the carpet people and the insurance people next to the other insurance people. Logistically, to set this thing up, it takes a lot of planning, a lot of work, so that it
does take a lot of behind the scenes. And you know, we have a great staff that all works together, and I appreciate every one of them. That you know, everybody has their own to-do list, and we all get it done, and it's great, the team that we have that works well together, and you know, without them, we couldn't pull things off like this.
Well, and kudos to the salespeople from both the KRIG staff and the KGGF staff, because they've been working on this, as well as Tina, actually since the show ended last year. I mean, you know, we get it on the calendar again, and people that want to renew their spots get to be in the same spot if they'd like that same spot too. And so we truly, you know, start as soon as this show's over for the next year to get ready for it. So it's been a year in planning, and we just hope people come and enjoy it with us.
It should be a lot of fun.
If you do come, if you do own a business and you do come and you want to be a part of it next year, you're always welcome to call us. I mean, anytime you want, if you want to call us on Monday morning, great. We'll sign you up for next year.
And we have early bird specials. If you sign up early, it helps us a lot. If you wait at the last minute, it makes it a little bit more difficult to maneuver things and stuff. So there's some early bird discounts too.
And you get more of the publicity if you wait till the end of the time to sign up, then you're not as popular as the rest of the guys. So,
but and the website for this actually has the businesses all listed there with contact information and things too, so that if people say, okay, I went to the show and I lost the business card or I lost the name of the contact that I was going to make there, they can go to the website and they can get to it through BartlesvilleRadio.com, but they can get to the website and look at the list and retrieve the contact person, because that actually happened for me. I needed a bug person and stuff, and I was like, okay, what's his name, what was his business and stuff, and I couldn't think what it was, so I went to that website, found the there it is, and then contacted him and had great results.
And you know, some of the outdoor supply people, whether it's the ag implements, or I'm thinking of that big hay machine that the GoBog people had last year. You stand back and you look at that and say, how can I possibly even understand how that thing works? They're going to tell you all about it.
That's why they're there. They want to talk to you. You know, this is a chance for them to one-on-one with you and visit with you. And so, you know, this makes it easy for everyone to be able to one-on-one with each other.
Yep. If you have questions, ask.
And whether it's again the Tupperware and the Pampered Chef people, or home security, and you want to ask, you know, do I need a phone line for that? Is it all done cell phone now? Again, they will answer your questions on that, and maybe be able to point you to questions you can ask your insurance agent, because now you've got a home security system. Can I save on my homeowner's insurance or something? So it works.
And, too, be sure and look, if you get there and you're coming, like, from No Water, Pawhuska, or Bartlesville or something, and you're going to want to eat in Coffeyville, we've got several restaurants that are involved, and some of them have coupons and things, too. So while you're in Coffeyville, enjoy one of the great restaurants that are there, too, and get a little bit of discount on it. So so be sure and come to the show first so you can get your coupon and then go eat.
And then come back to the show.
Exactly. Come back again.
Again, it all starts tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, 1 to 7. And then continuing early in the morning. Actually, we'll broadcast Tech Talk and Green Country Gardener from the show, and then open the doors at 8:30, and you can watch the last half of Green Country Gardener and then walk around the building and see who's there.
And you'll have a lot of interesting interviews with some of the vendors as well, both tomorrow and Saturday too. So just stay tuned and get a flavor for it, then come up and join us.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Oklahoma becomes